Coach Moss of the Northwest Lions going to come over and have a little bit of a chat. He's having a conversation right now with parents and a couple of players for the Northwest Lions. So, yeah, they like talking to him, I guess. Coach, I think they like talking to you.
Well, I know we're trying to get out of here. It was a tough night for us, but yeah. Yeah, sorry if I don't have much of a voice. I lost it during the game, if you can't tell.
Hey, I lose it at the end of every broadcast as well, so I think we're all good. I think hot tea and some lemon will do us both some good.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of sleep. That'll help.
Yeah, that too. I do want to highlight a good player, though, Trey Davis.
Yes, Trey Davis, he's a sophomore, and he's our best player. He's pretty good, and I think, you know, next year being a junior and then following that, he's going to be a stud for us. Right now, like I just said, he's a sophomore. We are very young. We have one senior, Seth Fortner, plays his butt off for us. But other than that, we're a bunch of young guys out there just trying to put it together right now.
I was just really impressed with, you know, no matter what the score was, Trey Davis was doing his best to stay in the ball game, you know, play good defense, attack the rim, you know, shoot it from long range. Just a guy that I guess Coach Moss, moving forward, you can sort of use as an example of how you want your guys to play.
Yeah, and not just Trey tonight. I thought our guys, all of them, did a really good job of never giving up. They played hard the entire time. You know, being down that big in a game, you can fool pretty easily, but I felt like we did not do that. But no, you're exactly right. Trey is going to be a good building piece for us, or a piece to build around, and you know, he's only going to get better. So.
How important was it for you? I know the score was not in your favor, but how important was it for you to get some guys off the bench into the game, like a Will May and a Hunter Lee and a Kenny Angeles?
Well, it was big. You know, Will and Hunter both are going to give us big minutes, and then Kenny is, we're finding out, we're learning with him, we're experimenting, and it just happens to be this tournament that was his first varsity action. He did a decent job for us. Will, that's another exciting sophomore. He can handle the ball well, makes good decisions. At the end of the day, they were a much more talented team, and they get up and down the floor a lot. Brewer took the ball 94 feet way too many times, and then when we did get set up in our half court and we got a stop, we couldn't get the rebound. They were bigger than us, just a little bit better than us, but you know, I thought our guys played hard the whole time. That's all I can ask of them.
What do you want to see cleaned up between now and your Wednesday game and the consolation against Festus?
Well, we're going to have to clean up our transition defense, because Festus likes to get up and down just like Hillsborough did. If we don't get back and set up, you know, it's going to be a long night again. So transition defense and then rebounding the basketball. Like I said, we got stops, couldn't get the rebound, and that's demoralizing. So.
Coach Moss, have fun on Wednesday.
Yep.
Good luck to
you. We're excited, and I think the guys will bounce back strong, hopefully. So. You know, we're going to go practice tomorrow, prepare for Festus, see what happens Wednesday.
Coach Moss, thanks for coming up here and talking to us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Jeremy Moss, first-year head coach for the Northwest Lions, taking a tough defeat here. Hillsborough 67, Lions 31. That's your final score. And